Denver alternative. You're listening to Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Steel City Music.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers right there for you, American Girl, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner. The show is all about what's going on in the greater Hamilton area, interviews, music, and all the other fun stuff. So if you have anything that you want to tell me, events, all those other things, hit me up at jamiesmithscm@gmail.com. We also have a SCM page, Steel City Music Group on Facebook, and SCM Graham on Insta and Steel City Music on Twitter. So there you go. Give us a follow on any of those things and send me some information. What are you doing? What's going on? What are you playing? You got new music? Hey, man. Hey, chicken. How's it going, chicken? Say hello to your mom for me, chicken. I don't know why I just broke into Andy Sandberg and Mark Wahlberg, but it just kind of crossed my mind from SNL from years ago. So there you go. Yeah, so the show's all about what's going on in the greater Hamilton area. And interviews and all the other fun stuff. So, hey, chicken. How's it going, chicken? Say hi to your mom for me. Honestly, if you would have saw that back in the day on Saturday Night Live, you would have died laughing, okay? Once in a while, it just crossed my mind when I see farms. I just feel like I want to be like Andy Samberg and just do the Marky Wahlberg thing. Okay, first show to tell you about is actually out of London, Ontario. Buck Cherry with Rubicon, Heart Attack Kids, and the After Lounge on June 29th at the London Music Hall. Let's see. Doors are 7 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock show. 19 plus. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.ca. Just click on that on Buck Cherry, and you'll find out more information about that as well. Okay, so there you go. Incidentally, this Buck Cherry group came out, I don't know, was it the 90s? Part of the 90s? I'm not sure. But they kind of reminded me of Guns N' Roses, and there's this whole ilk of those type of bands that came out of L.A. that did a lot of drugs, had a lot of tattoos, and it was all about not really surviving the next month. That was the vibe that they gave up. Just like, here we are, we're a rock band, and we're going to die very soon. I know it sounds morbid, but that's just what the way it came off to me. It was just like cocaine, liquor, and tattoos. That was it. So if you're into that, you're into this band. Which wasn't really my thing, but for some strange reason, this song Lit Up was just so catchy in my brain. And you can hear it right now, right? So you know where I'm going with this. Heart Attack Kids, but first, Lit Up, Buck Cherry on Steel City Music.
Yeah.
Heart Attack Kids right there. Roll with the Punches. All right. What do we got going on the next show here? Oh, Wednesday, June 29th, here in Hamilton, Ontario, Doors Taco Joint and Metal Bar presents Gab de la Vega, Dead Friend Collective, Jesse Stratton, and Fast Eddie are all going down at the Doors Pub here in Hamilton, Ontario. Tickets are $11.62. You can find that information out on eventbrite.ca. Just punch in Gab de la Vega and, you know, all those bands I just listed, and you can get yourself some advanced tickets. Gab de la Vega is on tour from Italy. Dear Friend Collective's out of Kitchener, Waterloo. Jesse Stratton's out of Hamilton. And Fast Eddie is out of Etobicoke. I don't think we have enough people in our lives named Fast Eddie. I did have a brother-in-law named Eddie, and I used to call him Fast Eddie. But he's no longer my brother-in-law. He was very fast. He's so fast, the law chases him across Canada, and they still haven't caught him. Well, they caught him a couple times. But he's still fast. Fast Eddie. Okay, it shows at 8:30 p.m. Let's see. It's going to go up to about $15 at the door, though. So you might want to grab advance tickets. 19-plus show. So there you go. Okay. I got a request for Yume from a while ago, I believe. I don't even know. Maybe Yume is playing with Gabba on another show. But anyway, I just got this message saying, can you spin you Mambo 6? I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So why don't we play some Gabba Del Vega? How about that? Demons of Tomorrow on Steel City Music.
You know that, well, it's rigged. There's only one contestant who eventually will win. The outcome is predictable, so same for you and me. It's life and death, no in between. Play a fighter's match and do the best you can, cause time is not negotiable. The clock is ticking. Will you play your hand again? The tears and all the highs and lows we lived, our legacy card and the things we've done throughout the years. My demons are tomorrow, they're harmlessly and tell me another day's gone by so fast. Play a fighter's match and do the best you can, cause time is not negotiable. The clock is ticking. Will you play your hand again? Gone. Summer, please consider.
That dude is so upset. You Mambo 6 right there. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. If you're just tuning in right now, we're just covering off on what's going on in the greater Hamilton area, which includes all of Southern Ontario. That's just the way I put it. I say it. All right. What do we got coming up here? What's on the next? You know, if the computer would not freeze as you're clicking over on screens, that would be fantastic. But here I am whining again about stuff. I got a bunch of TV monitors I'm using as monitors for my computer, and it's so bright. I think I'm getting a suntan here, which isn't hard, really, in Hamilton, Ontario. I don't even know why. I could just go outside and get a beautiful tan. Let's see. Oh, well, here we go. Rocket and the Renegades are playing The Shed. That's out in Dundas. And let's see, that's going down. And we get another show happening at the old Casbah. It's called the Gimme Indie Rock Night. And that's on Thursday, June the 30th. Triple bill of indie rock action at the Casbah. Sun-dried whales, crystal ballroom, and Crocodilio Dillo. Licensed in all ages, pay at the door. The suggested price is about 15 bones on that one. So there you go. So it's always good to... especially to help out bands, especially the 3-bill or 4-band, you know. Like, I get it, man. Like, 15, 20 bucks for about 4 bands, you know, that's a pretty good deal. But considering how prices are going up everywhere, man, like, you know, it costs a lot of money to put on shows and gas. I don't even know why I'm talking like this. It costs a lot of money just to eat. God, we got to do something here, folks. You know, I don't mind paying all these prices. I know you don't mind, but... at some point, we got to like pull back just a little bit, eh? A provincial government, federal government? Listen to me getting all political on my show here. We'll spin a track from Sun-dried Whales. You think I would go back and edit that? No, I'm leaving that in. I got to leave that in. Apartments from Sun-dried Whales. But first, Best You Ever Had, Rocket and the Renegades on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
I spent so many hours acting up in your shitty apartment. But now I know that I've been fucking up in this department. I hope he treats you well, but I only mean that temporarily. If I could only be who you wanted, but that's not like me.
Apartments from sun-dried whales right there. Not sun-dried tomatoes. Such an idiot. All right, Thursday, June 30th, out in Stony Creek, the powerhouse has Kay and the Destroyer. Waterdown's Old Canada Rib Fest. There'll be ribs, there'll be food, there'll be games, there'll be prizes, there'll be fun, and there'll probably be some sort of cover band playing somewhere. Rib and Beer Festival happening in Hamilton Mountain and Northern Heat Rib Series. They don't have a listing of bands. That's up at Lime Ridge Mall at 999 Upper Wentworth Street. Also, a little bit of interview coming later on with Mark Malibu and Daniel from Danger Death Ray. There's the Great Lake Surf Battle pre-party. That's going down on July 1st. And I'll tell you about all that in the interview in a little bit. The Casbah has their Ram Jam Patio Party on Friday, July 1st. Sky Diggers are at the Horseshoe on Friday, July 1st. Northern Pikes are doing July 1st, July 3rd, Lee's Palace. Did I get that right? Yeah. Be Social over on Augusta Street, 17 Augusta Street, has checkerboard floors. And then there's this really big show in Toronto of two iconic bands in the 90s that used to tour together all the time, and I would see them all the time because I used to tour with bands myself back in the 90s, like Junkhouse and the Killjoys and a little independent band that got signed to Universal called The Walk. And I would always be on a show at some point in a month with the Tea Party, and moist. So I would be privy to all their shows. And it was always a lot of fun seeing these bands because you never knew what was going to happen with them on stage or the shenanigans that would be involved. And I don't know, just a lot of fun, especially Moist. I dug those guys. They used to kill me. And the Tea Party, I didn't know what was going on at any given moment. I really didn't, because they'd be up there and it'd be just like, are you the Doors? Are you Led Zeppelin? I don't know. Should I be drinking wine and eating from a charcuterie board while I'm watching this? I feel that I do. I feel so decadent. Push from Moist on the way, but right now, Save Me from the Tea Party. I feel like a charcuterie board now on Steel City Music.
I must leave you tonight, my love. Remain so faithfully. I must go off to war, my dear. The kings await me. I will go so far away. I will always love you, but you died tonight. He was a brave man. He fought a brave fight. He was killed by the other side. He was killed. when there is no truth, let's end this life tonight. This is easy to understand without your best eyes.
was a huge song in the 90s. That was a huge hit for Moist out of Vancouver back in the day. Oh, my God. And you would think, for any given moment, I could remember the name of the singer. But here's the thing. I remember that singer being in a rap act. And he used to rap, and he had a beret, and the band was out of Montreal. And I saw the video once. And maybe once or twice, and it just kind of disappeared. As Moist got bigger, that guy's previous work kind of got scrubbed from the internet, and I can't find that video anywhere. I just think it's the most hilarious. If you just saw the video, you would go, that's the dude from Moist, and he's got a beret on, and he's rapping. You know, like, what's going on here? I don't understand. What's going on? Where's the angst? Okay, so a couple shows. July 7th, the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto, and at the Silence Club in Guelph on July 29th. A couple dates with Rolodex Darko. And I had a little bit of a chitty chat on the old Zoom with Bob and Alex. And Bob, hang in there, man. Apparently, Bob got COVID twice. You know, she's got to hit with it again. And she's just on the mend, but she'll be ready for those shows. So we had a little chit-chat about some recorded music, some shows, and all the other fun stuff. So, yeah, I guess I should plop that interview in right about now.
Steel City Music.
Recording is in progress, yes. Technology always freaks us out every time we click a button. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Gunner. Joining me right now is Bob and Alex from Rolodex Darko and the power of the pre-recorded Zoom interview. How's it going, guys?
I am very good, thank you.
I'm okay. I'm healing from having COVID the second time. So.
Oh, good God.
So if I sound a little sick, it's because I am.
Because you are a little sick. Well, hey, man, you know, I mean, what a great segue into my first questions. The last time we all chatted together was we were up at the studios at Mohawk College, which was then The Hawk, which is now Indie 101.5. We were sitting around, and it was the first time. I think it was you guys, like, one of the third interviews I did after coming back on air. And we were having a chat about Slut Queen and some of the other tracks that you guys put out, and we were, like, laughing and yucking it up, and then you disappeared on me, like completely gone. You were doing some shows, and then COVID hit, and then everything went quiet for everybody.
Yeah, we basically took an enforced hiatus for like a year and a half, 2 years because of COVID. We couldn't play, so
yeah,
we spent that time, you know, writing new material and getting together and rehearsing. And now that COVID is in quotation marks over, we are in a position where we can start playing live again and releasing some of this material. So we've got a huge store of content now that we are just dying to unleash. So that's what this interview is a part of, is that reemergence.
The reemergence. But so aside from a lot of bands that I was chatting to over the last 2 years that were trying to keep busy, some were doing the streams. And when it first started out, the whole streaming of from a studio and singing and doing that thing, to me, it was a little bit choppy. And it took time for people to get that going, to make it sound good going over the internet because you just couldn't play live. Did you guys have any notion of doing any of that?
We did do a live show at Onyx in Guelph. That was like live streamed out. Our band, we feed off of audience, and mm-hmm. we feed off of energy, especially me. Like, I need that excitement so I can leech it out of the air and into my body. And when we did do the live recording, it was like, I was like, oh God, I don't know.
but it is like, it was very much new territory for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, how, and I think you're right, because there was a lot of people suffering from that where it was like, I can't do this unless there's a crowd in front of me. That's where our show is. That's where the reason why we do this. And it did seem awkward for some to watch some of those streams where it was just like there's no crowd reaction and how is the band into it. So I get that, how where you were coming from on that, trying to do something like that. And while others just what Alex was, what you were talking to earlier, just switch to like recording. But how did you guys do the songs and record? Because there was a point there where we couldn't even be in the same room with one another. You could only have three people in a house or four. Or so was it recording and sending a track to someone else and then they record over top and then bounce it back to you?
We recorded together, but very far apart. If I remember correctly, when we were at Jukasa and I was singing, I was in a different room looking at Alex on the drums and Glenn at the other side of the room on bass.
But it wasn't like record something at home and then send it to some other people to work on it and then piece it together in a studio.
I mean, we did a little bit of that when it came to writing new stuff, like with the demos and, Josh, our guitarist, would record something at his house and send it to me. And I'd do a mock-up drum track and put it in, you know, we would exchange files in that way. Mm-hmm. But the result of those file exchanges are some of the new material that's going to be coming out now in the wake of COVID. But in terms of the song, the Slut Queen track that we put out last year, yeah, that was recorded actually at a studio where we were separated in a very large room. So we played all together, but it was, in accordance with COVID protocols and so forth. So that was an interesting time.
If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and I'm just chatting with Rolodex Darko with Alex and Bob, and we're just playing the old catch-up of what we've been doing over the last two or three years through the whole COVID pandemic, and they have some shows coming up in one in Toronto at the Thursday, July the 7th at the Bovine Sex Club, and later on Friday, July the 29th in Guelph. Hey, are you guys all from Guelph originally?
No.
I thought some of you guys were from Guelph.
I live in Guelph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I live in Burlington, and then Josh and Glenn both, or I guess Josh lives in Burlington now, and Glenn lives in Hamilton, I believe. So that's where the four of us are from.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you guys were like all from the Guelph area and then moved to Hamilton and then did all that thing. So that's, I don't know. It's just my brain. I might still have COVID myself. Sorry, Bob. So it must feel good that you finally got these bookings underway for July. Two dates in July that are coming up, as I just said. And then what about August and September? Does your day jobs allow you guys to be doing more shows come August and September?
Well, the plan, I think, for now is spend August and September kind of refining some more new material. And then in October, we're going to play a series of shows. And as to where those will be, we're still figuring that out. I think we're going to do Hamilton. I think we're going to do Toronto, London, you know, the kind of major Ontario city. Right. But for August and September, we're basically going to just be putting together a new set and getting some more material out there and basically making some new stuff for all of you.
Now, the stuff that we heard a while back, Slut Queen was like 1 year. What about these other demos that people can find out on SoundCloud? Like they will pay for what they've done. Watermelon Song, that's like 2 years ago. One's like 1 year ago. Will the sound change from that to from the stuff that you've written now?
Hey Bob, do you want to answer this one? I want to hear your thoughts on this, actually. That could be interesting. I have an answer, but I'm curious what you're going to say.
I'll give her a go. I don't know what our sound is. Like, I want every song to be a little bit kooky and a little bit different and exciting to listen to. I don't necessarily want an audience member or someone listening to the music to know where we're going to go. And I think that's quite exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think exactly. And what Bob's getting at too, is like, there's no design behind where we're going to take it or what we are trying to make the band sound like. I mean, maybe we come out with a song that sounds much like something we've done before. Maybe it's something different. But even in the three you just mentioned, I mean, Watermelon Song is kind of like a funk track. They Will Pay for What They've Done is like a gent song. Whatever else you said is something else. I have
Slut Queen.
Oh, there, yeah, that one. Whichever, everyone has heard by this point because it was rocketing up the charts. So I don't need to elaborate. but no, the point being, every song is going to sound the way it should sound, and whether that means that it is funk or metal or a jazz quartet or whatever, like, it's going to be something nuts. It's going to be something cool, and it's going to be something different. So I can't answer this one without lying to you.
Well, there's the, but you guys once described yourself, I remember, as noise rock.
Right.
You know, yeah. And then, yeah, so I, you know, that's why I asked the question, is that, you know, you named off some different styles, but essentially you were under that noise rock umbrella. But sometimes when a band progresses, they take on a new style, or they write differently to keep themselves relevant or creative in their mindset, so they can keep doing it. That's why I asked the question. It's just, you know, because sometimes you'll get a band and you go, well, we're going to play this, and then the next album sounds like the last one because this is our sound, and then they get kind of pigeonholed into it.
Well, yeah, and for us, it's like, why would we want to repeat ourselves? We've already done that. And let me clarify too, not noise rock. No rocks or stones whatsoever have ever been in the mantra of this band. Purely noise. That is what we call ourselves. Just noise. And the reason being is that it's just noise. It's just sound. whenever someone asks what we are, I just say we play some noise. And you can classify it however you would like. Sounds kind of pretentious, but there's no other way to actually kind of get at what we're doing, which I don't know what it is, and I don't feel I have to know what it is.
So yes, it's from what I'm hearing from you guys, it's you know, I mean, aside from that stupid 2 years of our life being put on hold, is that Rolodex Darko is going to be ever changing anyway, and you wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man, I should be a publicist, eh?
Yeah. I mean, if you ever want to give up the radio career, we could use a out there.
There's actually a ton of people that could do better writing than me, but you know, it's a thought right there. Hey guys, thanks for the chit chat, Bob. I'm really sorry you got hit with the variant for a second time. It takes a while to leave your system, so hang in there, because I got hit with it back in April, and it took me a couple of months of, you know, just of that lingering effect, but you do get over it, and these vaccines actually do help. So hopefully you do get over this, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for taking time to have this chat with us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, this is Bob from Rolodex Darko.
And Alex from Rolodex Darko.
Come see us Thursday, July 7th at the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto. And if you come, I'll give you a smooch.
And COVID.
No! Right!
I implore. May the devil have mercy on my soul, you see. I'm starting to lose control. The object of my obsession. A release of aggression. This is my confession. Off my sleeve, an action I won't grieve. And either way, it all ends today. And I will slice your throat as a sacrifice to me. You're Sly Queen!
City Music.
Time with you.